Roland Martin, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Is he wearing the ascot?
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me!
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Triple J, good morning. Actually, I'm in Nashville this morning, Tom, for the National Charter Public Alliance for their National Charter School Conference. More than 5,000 folks be here, and I'll be opening up the convention today. And so looking forward to that. And everybody says certainly says hello. Tom, Detroit is always on our minds, what is happening with the city, what is happening, of course, with the state there as well. We've been covering what is happening with the school district. And late last week, there was a massive bailout, if you will, by the state, Governor Rick Snyder. The bailout amounts to more than $600 million. And so no better person to break down what this actually means. Is it a good thing or a bad thing for our kids? Rochelle Riley, columnist of Detroit Free Press. Rochelle, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is this? So this bailout, it's been termed a bailout. Is that exactly what it is? And what's the total amount of money?
Okay, I'm going to tell you I'm in Jesse Williams mode, so let me just start. I'm still on fire. Still on fire from last night. The legislature passed a $617 million package to save the schools, which was necessary and right. But only $25 million will go towards the district for academic safety, fixing buildings that were so broke that teachers had those stick outs last year to draw attention to them, and only $7 million will be spent in the coming year. I also didn't see an anti-corruption plan or audit to ferret out crooks like the latest one, a woman charged with billing DPS $1 million over 7 years for tutoring services that weren't delivered from companies she made up using forms with doctor fake test scores, forged attendance records, and fake parent signatures. They're trying to rebuild a house. No, they're trying to rebuild a commercial building while it's on fire, and they're trying to redo it before they put the fire out. Meanwhile, the charter schools, and there's nothing wrong with good charter schools, but they're circling to take the best students to give them options. And what will happen is you'll have this very small public school district with half the students it has now, and they'll be the children who need the most help, get the least care, and will be forgotten on their way down a pipeline that doesn't lead anywhere anyone wants them to go. So that's what's happening with the school.
Now, you just said about there was nothing in dealing with corruption. Who is right now in charge of the public school system? Is it an emergency manager? Is the school board in charge? Is the city in charge?
There is a transition manager, and they're calling him that because it's the judge who helped guide the city through bankruptcy, and he has made it very clear that he's just there for the transition. His job is emergency manager, but he's making it very temporary. He's in charge of setting everything right so that they can elect a school board in November that will take over in January. But all of those people who are going to take over the school district and have to build it in less than a month are not the people who are doing it now. They had their first meeting, you know, to restructure the schools and figure out how to spend this money, but it was private. But they did say Detroit residents could pick the name of the school district. Yeah, pick the name of the district as if that's, you know, anything that's important right now. But it's still a state-run school district until January.
Now, you said $617 million, only $25 million is going towards academics. You mentioned another $7 million. So roughly, what are the other $570 million going to?
Oh, it's to pay off that debt that almost brought the school district down, which is why they haven't been able to do what they need to do for the children for the past 20 years.
Okay, so if the other money is going to pay off the debt, then only about $35 million is going for buildings and academics. Then what does this new school board have to do? Will they have to make a decision to potentially raise taxes, to raise additional revenue, to be able to put that money into buildings as well as into academics? Is there a possibility of being able to receive assistance from the federal government?
Now, this is going to be like three-card Monty, so pay attention.
Oh, boy.
What they did was created two school districts. There is a school district for educating the children that will continue to get the money that the state provides for all children, even though Detroit children need more than some other children. They will continue to get that budget. The rest of the money that's raised through taxes and any other type of millage will go towards paying down the rest of that debt because the legislature did not give the district all of the money it needed to pay the debt. It paid down most of it, but did not have to declare bankruptcy, because had they declared bankruptcy, it would have been the state declaring bankruptcy, not Detroit, because the state was running the school.
And what does this mean for the future of the children of Detroit?
Well, until they actually do something about education, all of these conversations have been about politics and about money and about the debt. And nobody is talking about academics and how to make sure that these children who are, you know, quite frankly, still not getting what's needed in urban schools across America. And that's education for urban children who, quite frankly, have greater needs and have a need for a different type of education than somebody someplace else. So, you know, we can't use generic everywhere.
Rochelle, I've had different folks email me and tweet me, and they say, no, the district was just fine before. I've had teachers and others literally hit me and say, no, the district was just fine before the emergency manager took over. They had the resources. This is simply the state bearing down on the school district, and they've actually made the district worse off than before.
Well, the district wasn't fine. The district was failing, and they started by doing an appointed school board where the state didn't necessarily take over. They let Detroiters that they chose take over, and that didn't work. And then they went to an emergency manager. And that emergency management over the past 9 years has run up almost $200 million of that debt. So the debt has gotten progressively worse. It has not gotten better, which is why the state was forced to do this bailout in the first place. They could not not do it because it was their state-guaranteed debt.
How many schools have they closed so far?
Well, they are not closing schools yet. They will have to because they have dropped. You know, this school district used to be a 200,000 student school district that's now down to about 50,000, maybe 48,000. It's going to drop down to about 45,000. Before they're done, it'll be about 30,000. They can't keep the building. So people are really concerned that the charter schools that do want to move into Detroit, just like everybody else does now, will buy those buildings and create schools. And then there will be school deserts like we have now, where you have neighborhoods that are being rebuilt by the mayor, but there are no schools in them.
Jeez.
And this is Detroit. Now is this problem in every major U.S. city?
Detroit literally is now the pilot program for everything that can be fixed in any city in America. But we have everything happening at once. So if you see something that's broken someplace, it's happened in Detroit. If you see a way to fix it, please give us a call, because every single thing that you see in a major city, it's happening there. And one of the things that's happening is Detroit is undergoing a renaissance, unlike anything you've seen in a major American city, but it's happening from the center out, which means downtown and midtown Detroit are booming. Dan Gilbert has bought 100 buildings and is filling them up with people and employees and companies. And the Illiches, which run Little Caesars and the Detroit Tigers, are building a new hockey arena that will have 5 new neighborhoods around it. But in the meantime, there are still neighborhoods out around and in Detroit that are sitting and watching all of this going, well, what about us? We stayed here when Detroit was pitiful and we were paying taxes that were the highest in the nation and car insurance that was higher than any place in the world, and we're not getting anything yet. And that's where you're getting this sort of distress signal from people who say, well, the Detroit Renaissance isn't including everyone. And one of the main factions it's not including is Detroit children.
And especially those that may not be the best and the brightest.
There you go. Run with me, Jesus.
Well, you said something that was critical. That is, look, when you don't have many resources, you must be good servants of the money you do get. Hopefully, the folks there will ferret out any corruption and throw the book at those folks who are stealing from our kids and their future.
Send every one of them to jail.
Rochelle Rowley, Detroit Free Press columnist. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Great job.
Yeah. Great job, Rochelle. Detroit. I love you.